We end up Tes Amad Aleph. Ama Rabbi Elozer Ha'ima Pesach Pasuach Matzasi Nemon Lo'ish Va'olot. So what does Rashi say? Ha'imel Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. That means a person was boil arusosoi, and he finds that there was a Pesach Pasuach. Like this, if she's a psula, so the Pesach is sosum, and he shaiva the psulam, and here he found Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. V'tainis domim ein loy. So Rashi says, now what is about Tainis Domim? Was there Dam Sulim? Weren't there Dam Sulim? Because we'll later see in the Sugya that there's a Svara to say, could be he's not Boki. Was this a Pesach Pasuach? Wasn't it a Pesach Pasuach? So Rashi says there's another way to be Mevara if she was a Psula or not, if there's Dam Sulim. So Rashi says, V'tainis domim ein loy. He doesn't have a taina that there was no dam psulim. Why not? Ki goin shehimi mishpachas durketi. She comes from a mishpachas durketi. Durketi is der katua. She ein lahem dam psulim kidalakamon. There was a certain mishpoche. They didn't have dam neither, they didn't have dam psulim. So memele, so there was no dam, but that is not a raya that she was not a psula, because the mishpachas dutki doesn't have dam psulim. But al kaponim, there should have been a pesach sosum, and lamaise, he says pesach pasuach matzosi. Bono kimte, oishe nevdo mimenu mape. Or another akimta could be that the mape that they used to have, bishas the bile, to be mevare, if she, there was dam sulim on it or not, that was nevdo. V'lo yodaim ho yodamim la. And he doesn't know, that was law, so he doesn't know if there was dam, if there wasn't dam. So memele, so from that we have no birul of in yoni dam, because the mapa was lost. Avosais bruroloi, but this he knows clearly. She pesach posuach motzo. That he knows that was a pesach posuach. So the aloche is nemon lo isra olo. So we believe him. Legabi isa. That means there's no way we can prove this, especially after the Bile. Now it's Icha Pesach Pasuach. So he's saying that Bishas the Bile was also a Pesach Pasuach. So we have no way of being Mevara this. He's the only one. But there's a din of shavya nafshe chticha di isure. On a person's personal isurim, he has an emonis. That's a din of shavya nafshe. So, legabi himself, Bezin will tell him, if you say, you hold it was a Pesach Pasuach. So we'll see. It's speaking about the Eirison was made much before. And now we see that she was a Ba'ula. And at least there's a Sophic, maybe the Bila was after the Eirison. So she's a Sophic Saita. Is Mehemin L'Shav Yalech Haticha Disura. So we believe him. And L'Gabi himself, he has an Emonis that she was nivol, and memela she's also. Avol lahavsido ksuboso loy mehemo. But when it comes to be mavsed hadiksube, they'll say you were a ba'ule. So then, who says he's telling the truth? Is a chash meshaker. That means to be mavsed ha momen. You're saying that I wasn't a psula. Fakert will see. She's makrishim. She says, I was a psula. You don't know what you're talking about.
is lemaise, is legabi his personal isurim. You say that she was nivul, so mamela she's also to you. But that you should have an amonis to affect her. Who says you're telling the truth? Legabi her, you don't have an amonis. Aval avsida ksuboso loy mehemo. Frag the Gemara. So we believe him that it was a Pesach Pesuach. Frag the Gemara, va'amai, afilu will believe him that it was a Pesach Pesuach. But she shouldn't be also. Nemon lo Yisrael, if she becomes also to him. Svek sveikehu. It's a svek sveikeh. Sofik tachtov. Sofik ein tachtov. Naniach, that she was nivol. But who says she was nivol after the Edison and she's a seite? Maybe she was nivol before the Edison, so she's tamas emutete. Vim timtze loimer tachtov, and afilu we will assume that she was nivol tachtov. Sofik boine, sofik barotze. So memela, but who says that she became a seite with this bila? Maybe someone was manas her. So memele, so how can you say nemaloisra? We answer her, I'm him. Why is she also? We have a sveksveke. We have roiv tzodim that say that she's mutter. Could be lav tachtov. It could be tachtov vaynis. The only way she's also was tachtov berotzen. So we have two tzodim leheta, lav tachtov and tachtov vaynis, and one tzad leisa tachtov berotzen. So the Gemara answers, you're right. In the Poshita case, you're 100% right. She's takemuta leitzriche be'ishes koin. We're speaking about Riza koin. So memele, there's no suffix shema ba'ines shema barotzen, because afilu it was ba'ines, she is still also tem. So she's also misafik. The boy is aima be'eshes Yisrael, or I'll tell you another akimta. Could be it's speaking about an eshes Yisrael, that oinus is mutter. Ochigoyin de kabel bo'abua kiddushin prusa mi baskimul shonim v'yoymecha. It's speaking about that her father was mekabel kiddushin when she was a prusa mi baskimul shon. Samemeile. So Shizicha was, if she doesn't have psulim, Shizicha was nivul tachtov, because abile of a prusami bas gimel is psulei sel chayzrei. So if she now doesn't have psulim, so Shizicha can pinpoint that the bile was after the erison. Now I have a sofik baine, sofik barotzen. So in these two akimtes, an Eishes Koyin, or an Eishes Yisrael, that was Niskadish, Prusa, Mibaz, Gimushan, V'yemechad, I only have one suffix. So Memele, and that's what Rabbi Loza is speaking about. So in a case where there's only one suffix, so she's also Misafik, so we believe him, Lagabi Navshe, that was a Pesach Pesuch, we tell him, she's also. So what is Rabbi Lozo telling us? Tanina, he's telling us the din of Shav Yenav Shechticha di Yisure. It's a Mishneh. Ha'oyim ale isha kidash ticha. A person told an isha, I married you. You're my wife? No, if you're my wife, so Mamela, he's also with her sister, with her daughter, with her mother. She's makrish, it's not true, you never married me. So the halach is like this. She's allowed to marry his kreivim. She's stining that she never got married to him. But who also bekreiva yisrael? So memele, here's also the same thing. He's stining Pesach Pesuach Matzosi. She is stining I'm a psula. So if according to him, there's a din of Shav Yenavshi, just like over there when he says Kiddash Ticho, there's a din of Shav Yenavshi. So the Gemara says, Mal de Teime Zicha, that is the din of Shav Yenavshi, that's Poshe. But Hosom de Vade Kimlei, there if he says he married her, so he knows what he did, so he's Zicha married her. Here we're speaking about a ponui that got married. So this was the first bila he made in his life. And he's telling us, ahavchone, that he was malgish, that was pischa pasuach. Now, a person who had experience in bila, so he could be mavchen, this was awesome, this is pasuach. But I would think that since he's a ponui, so memele, he does not know how a Pesach sosum is. So I would think, make him udalei kimle. So he doesn't know. So I would tell him, akaponim it's a sofik. Maybe you're making a mistake. Maybe it was a Pesach sosum. And the minimal have a sofik, we'll have a svek snake already. So by Eishes Koyin and Eishes Yisrael, we have a svek snake. Maybe it was Pesach sosum. Nefil or not. We have one Tzad Lehefer. Is Kamash Melon, so Rabbi Lozal said, no. If he says, Bebriris, I know, so Mamele Machnish kein Dreidlech, he says he knows, so we tell him, no, if you say you know that it was Pesach Pasuach Motzosi, so it's also, she's also to you. Let us see Rash. Va'amai mitzralei, afilu imahemnis lei de nivel, afilu will believe him, it's a svek sveike, sovek tachtov mishinis arsozin, so maybe she was mezana after the erison, so she's a saite, sovek ein tachtov, alakaidim mishinis arsozin, so she's not a saite, sovek ba'oines, ba'anuse sharye ba'eshes Yisrael, kidalakamon, vivihilainis poso. So the Gemara gave two ikimtas. One ikimta is be'eishes koyin, she'ha'oynis osel bo, and oynis is osel by an eishes koyin. Hilkachat sofik, or there's only one sofik, maybe it was lav tachto, or plusami bas gimel shonim. Ba'achshav hi gedoyla, she got married when she's a gedoyla. That means that Eirisin was when she was 2.5 years old, now she's 14. Upituyo pitui. So now, if someone was mafata when she was 13, so the einayoynis. So that's not an oynis. Hilkach chad sofik ikis. There's only one sofik. Sofik oynis. Sofik rotsa. Avol sofik tachtav. Sofik ein tachtav leket. Here there's no sofik if it was lav tachtav. Shilo nivalo koydem lochein. If she would have been nivol koydim l'chein, hoyu psuleho choyzre. Kedisnam b'meseches nide, poches mikam, kenoisin etzba ba'ayin, if she's less than a bas gimel, so shehadima yoytzeis v'choyzeres, that means whatever is nishbar comes back, so mamele psuleho choyzres. So if we see now that it was Pischa Pasuach, so Zicha was, the Bila was Zicha Tachta. Maika Mash Malon Tanina, Sha Odom Neman Al Atzmai, Lesa Loi, Esambutar Al Piva. Person has Nemonis Ligabe himself. Lesa Loi Esambutar, that something is Mutar Al Piva. If he says it's also, so it's also. She's not moide bekedushin. So the Gemara says, over there, by Kedushin, the Vadi Kimlei Shekitcha, he knows that he was Mekadisha. Avol Hocha, but over here, Eimo Mitech Shaponi Hoye, he was not married till now. Ve'enei Boki, he's not Boki Bebila, make him Udalei Kimlei. Kisavo Shemotza Pesach Pesuach. He thinks it was a Pesach Pesuach. Ve'enei came, but in reality, it wasn't a Pesach Pesuach. So she shouldn't become also. Kamash Malon, that if he says Kimlei, so I believe him. I tell him, Lafid Vorecha, she's also. Now let us see Taisvis. Ha'oimel Pesach Pasuach Matzosi. Perish Pekunteris. So Rashi said, the tainis domim loikoma. What's lachayre? We have another birur that she's not a psula. There was no domim. Kegoin she nevda hamape, oy shehimi mishpachas dulketi she ain lahem domim. Rabbeinu Chananu mefoshel, these are two ukimtis. Nevda hamape, mishpachas dulketi. It's very modern. The Gemara was not mefarish that this is the case. Verach mefarish the boigres umukis eitz ein lahem domim avol ein pischon pasuach. Verach makes a moiridike okimte. He says a boigres does not have dam psulim. So memele, but it's pischos also. So according to the Rabbeinu Chananu, that means if a person marries an Isha from 12 and a half years and further, so the halacha of Rabbi Lozer is applicable already. A boigres does not have dam psulim, but she should be pischos osam, and so for taina, pesach pasuach. According to Rashi, that's one of the Mephoshim is Moire. So the whole Gemara is only speaking about a person who married a Ktana or a Naira. That means the, we'll see, because Rashi is Chaylik on the Rabbeinu Chananu. That we'll see later. Okay. But Rabbeinu Chananu says, that a boigres is pischa sosum, and the ein lo tain is domin. V'koshe l'peirish Rabbeinu Chananu, domrinen be'eilo nares. The Gemara says in eilo nares, u boigres ein lo tain is pesulim, a boigres was nef tain is pesulim, v'omara boigres noisnem lo lailo rishoyna, that a boigres, if he's boil her the whole night, he's permitted to be boil her, even though there's dam. It's with tailored in dam psulim. So we see that a boigres does have tainis psulim fakelt. A boigres has dam psulim. So therefore, if a boigres has dam psulim, there should be tainis psulim. Umishani said the Gemara answers, you're 100% right. Either kotoin tainis domim. If a person will come with a taina that there was no dam psulim hachinami, so you're 100% right. So that's the yeshlo tainis psulim. Where is the dam psulim? Every boigres has dam psulim. Hachemayeskin and the katoin tainis pesach pasua. No, now what it says, a boigres does not have tainis psulim, means if he tainis pesach pasua, so that's no taina. Because a boigres is pischa pasuach. Mashme, the pischa pasuach, v'yeshlo domim. So the Gemara says later in Eilunaris the exact opposite of what Rabbeinu Chananu says. Rabbeinu Chananu said that ain't pischa pasuach, v'yeshlo domim. The Gemara says pischa pasuach, v'yeshlo domim. V'yesh loyma, the Rabbeinu Chananu goris ki girsa rishoyne shahoysa besvor. There was another girsa there in the Gemara. Rashi doesn't have this girsa. Rashi says, hochi garsinin, and brings the girsa what Tosfos brought. Rabbeinu Chananu goris ki girsa rishoyne shahoysa besvor. And the girsa rishoyne is as follows. I dekoto in tainis pesach pasuach. If a person will taine, that is Pesach Pasuach Ochinami. So then by a boigres, he does have a tainis psulim. It should have been Pischa Sosa. Ochimamai is kine de kotoin tainis domim. He's taining, there's no dam psulim. And a boigres doesn't have dam psulim. Ay, the Gemara brought a raiv hochi perushe. Ba'om ara boigres noisne lo lailo horishoin. So what's pshat in the kashe? You're just telling me that a boigres does not have dam psulim, but a boigres is pischa sosum. So why do you give her Laila Rishayin? If you find dam, we should be telling dam neither. She doesn't have dam psula. So Pshat the Gemara's kash is as follows. Midetolinin kol ha-laila bidam psulim. If we're toile bidam psulim, mashme, the ike boigris the isla dam psulim too. So it would seem there are some boigrisin that have dam psulim. A lot. Because each bile were toile dam psulim. In Cain, so if there are some boigrisin that have a lot of dam psulim, he efsha lishum boigris shaloye pischa sos. So it's impossible that there should be any boigris that it should be shaloye pischa sosum, that the Pesach is not sosum. Afilu ein lo domi. Vim kein yesh lo tainis psulim be Pesach pasuach. That means as follows. That means, we'll just finish a Mishani. So the Gemara says, Idikotoin Pesach Pesuach, Ochinami, Yesh lo Tainis Psulim. If a person will come with a Tainis Pischa Pesuach, Yisich is a Tainis Psulim, Ochmaiskinen, the last lo Tainis Psulim, the Tainis Dome, Mishum de Ike, Boigeres, the Domeho Kolem. Some boigers in the flow of dam dries up. She doesn't have any dam psulim. So Taisva seems to be saying as follows. That means like this. And if will Clara Shaila, does a boigers have dam psulim? Some do and some don't. Now, if it would be Pischa Pasuach, so memela afilu there is dam psulim, but if it's pischa pasuach, the dam won't come out. The dam only comes out through the shmiras apsulim. That's dafka when it's pischa sosu. So if we're toile in dam, so al kolchoch the bile is a sibe that if there is the dam should come out. Al kochoch, or else we would never be toilin dam. So al kochoch, every bile is a sibe to make dam, if there is dam. So therefore, so al kochoch is pischa sosom. So therefore, if there is dam, and I'm clearing where this dam originates, the Maharsha says a vote over here, and let us mention the Maharsha's vote. The Maharsha says he was boil a kala. So mistame it shaloi bishas vesto. They didn't make the nisuin bishas vesto. So it shaloi bishas vesto. So now we see that this dam. So I'm clearing a shaila. Where does this dam originate? If it's dam neither. If it's dam nide, so it's very modern that there should be a ria of dam nide, it's like bishas vesta. If it's dam sulim, well, there was a bile that if she has dam sulim, the dam sulim would come out. So memela were toile in dam sulim. Because the bile is a sibe to be mighty dam if there is dam. So we see that every boigres is pischa sos. Fine. So that's how Taisvis is miyashiv the Gemara according to the Rabbeinu Chanan. Umiyu bi Yerushalmi mashmeloi kiperish Rabbeinu Chanano. Yerushalmi would seem not like the Rabbeinu Chanan. The koma rosom rabyeine b'shem rab kerisve boigres kechovis psucho. Shal yayin. A begeres is like a chavis psucha shal yayin. So it would seem from the Yerushalmi, a chavis psucha shal yayin would mean that the chavis is pasuach and there's yayin. So it would seem like Rashi's girse, that it's pischa pasuach, but there's dam. V'yesh liyash. So Taisa says, no, the Yerushalmi is also not Kefelach. The linyan domim koma. the Yerushalmi wants to tell us that a boigris, some boigrisim don't have dam. So how is this merumis in the Yerushalmi? So Tosfos says, the stam chovis stume lo'olam yesh po yayin. If one sees a sealed chovis, one can assume that there's yayin in the chovis. She'ein ve'ach listoim chovis reikonis, an empty barrel, no one will seal. Avol chovis psuche, if you have an open barrel. And now I'll look at an open barrel, and I'll ask someone, is there wine in this barrel? Isn't there wine in the barrel? So, pomim yesh bo yayin, pomim ein bo yayin. That means it was open, and could be there still is wine there, could be there is not. Is kach boigres, pomim ein lo domim, pomim yesh lo domim, pomim yesh lo. So that's what the Yerushalmi means. The Yerushalmi means, just like a chavis psucho shel yayin, is the yesh mokeim lehistapek, if there is yayin in the chavis. So a boigris is yesh mokeim lehistapek, if she has dam sula. Some do and some don't. Mishum hachi ein lo tainis domim. Therefore, there's no tainis domim, because there are many boigers in that only have dam. The perish Rabbeinu Chananel. The oma beperik abo yevimtoi prad le boigeres shekolu besuleho. Now, the lotion of Tosfos is unclear. It would seem Tosfos is bringing a raya from the Gemara abo yevimtoi to the Rabbeinu Chananel. So let us just mention, what does the Gemara in Abo Yevimtai say? The Gemara in Abo Yevimtai says as follows. A Kohen Gadol has to marry a Psula Shleima. It has to be Psuleo Shleima. And we're Memayit Aboigresh Shekolu Psuleo. Period. So Tosfos says, from this Gemara, it seems that Tosfos, from this Gemara, is a raya to the Rabbeinu Chananel. So what is the raya to the Rabbeinu Chananel? So I think Pshat and Tosfos is as follows. The Loshen Kolu is, if we're speaking about the Dam Psulim, so we see Tosfos before mentioned such a Loshen. Tosfos says, Ike boigeres de domel kolin. That means there is a flow of blood, the mokim apsulim, is or a mokim of a sifas hadam, but this dam sometimes dries up. So memele, so the loshin kolu means, so a boigeres padle boigeres shekolu besulel. That a boigres, the dam sulim are kolu, it tries out. But I think Tosfos means, if we will say that the other way around, that pshat is that it's pischa posuach, the way Rashi learns, it's pischa posuach. So then, the lotion of kolu, I don't think is a proper lotion. Rashi says later, "Aboygas Rashi is chelik on the Rabbeinu Chananel." Ein rachmo tzar kibatchilo. That means the rechem, which was very narrow in her younger years, it's not narrow anymore. It spreads out. It's more pasuach. So could be the daimeloi kepesach pasuach, but could be the loshen kolu is not so applicable. There's not something that ended. Something was tight and now it loosened up. That's the loshen kolu by dam, past a loshen kolu. Taisa says, kolu the domeho kolin. So if it says a boigris kolu besuleo, I think Tais means to say, so that would be, seem to be a raya to the rach, that a boigris does not have dam psulam. A boigris is a matzev of godless that the dam starts drying up, so pas kolu besuleo. So, the Gemara said that the Gemara is Takashe, afilu we will believe him, but there's a Sfek Sveke. So the Gemara answers, Be'eshes Koim, Ve'im Toima, Ve'nukma Aches Koso, Shehi Ksheiro Lekohune, Ve'neimo Delav Tachtov Zinso. So Taisvus asks, Amore de Kikashe. Tosfos asks, a person, a Koyin married an Isha. He sees now she's a Ba'ula. When was she Mizana? Was she Mizana Tachtov? If she was Mizana Tachtov, she's also Lekune. If she was Mizana Lav Tachtov, she's not also Lekune. Now, we have a Klal. Whenever you have Sveika, she's Talan Chazoka. You don't know. Did her status change, or didn't it change? So, if you don't know, you're still on Chazoka. So, Frektaisvis, so, even though there's one suffix, I don't know if it was Tachtov or Lachtachtov, but Chazoka should pass Kanoit. It was Lachtachtov, and she remains Mutter Lekohune. Yeshloime da Adarabe, Isla Lameima da Hashta Nivalo. So Taisva says, Amor de Keteretz, that there are two conflicting chazokas over here. Mitzad cheskas heter, chazoket till now, when she was born, she was zichem utalakum. I'm claiming a shayla, did her status change? I should say, no, it didn't change. And she's still mutalakune. And how is this? So Mustama, she was nibble laf tachto. That's in Cheskas Heter. But there's another chazok. When she was born, she was a psula. Now I'm claiming a shayla, a physical change occurred in her. That means she became ois psula. So I'm claiming, when did this physical change occur? So the halacha of Cheskas Haguf tells me that chazoka is that kol's man, I don't have a hechech to say that there was a change in her physical status. I say her physical status remained the same. So Al-Klera Shaila, after she became married already, this Aishas coin, was she a psula, was she a physical psula, yes or no? Bistome she was. Bistome, our physical matzev never changed. So now I see that she is a ba'ula, so mistame, we have to push off the ba'ila as late as possible. But Al Kaponim Cheskes Haguf is telling us that the ba'ila was tachtov. Cheskes Heter is telling us that the ba'ila is lav tachtov. So what happens when you have two chazokis which are conflicting? So we can't be mevarer the sofik with any of these chazokis. So why do we have a sofik? So that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, an eishes koyin, I don't know, was it tachtov or lachtov. I cannot be mevarer this to the birur of chazokis. So therefore, she's us. B'boi same be'eishes Yisrael, the kabo bo'avio kiddushin chuse mi'baz gemushon. A second case is that she's an Eishes Yisrael, and she was married to Sami Basdimon. Vim Taima. Akate Ika Svek Sveke. What is the Sophic? So the Mosa Sophic Oine Sophic Rots. Wazicha Tachtov. But Sophic Oine Sophic Rots. Vim Taima, so Taisu says Akate Ika Svek Sveke. Sophic Bo Oine Sophic Berots. But if it was berotzen, when did this rotzen occur? Safik shehi ktana. Maybe the rotzen was when she was a ktana. Upiti ktana oynesu. He says, it's mitzido, it's a rotzen. Halachically, it has a din of oynes. Because she's a ktana, she can't be misgaber on the pitui, so it's called halachically that she was forced into it. Aber lemaise, she was merutze to it. Kedemrine baboye vimtoi, sememeila, I have a svek sveke. Safi kainen, safi kotna, filo bepoil, there was rotzen. But could be this was a rotzen that doesn't answer her baila. Halachically, this rotzen is a halacha of oynes. Yeshloimel the shame oynes chadu. So Tosfos says this is not a svek sveke. Because if halachically a piti ktan is called an oynes, so I'll make 20 svekes. I'll make like this. Was she forced? Now, was she forced with a gun? Maybe she wasn't forced with a gun. Maybe she was forced with a knife. Maybe she was forced with a stick. Maybe, so these are all, but it's one suffix. It's one suffix. Who cares how she was forced? But there's one suffix. Maybe she was forced. So Memele, if he was able to convince her because she's a ktana, so she's also forced. It's another way of forcing a person. And they don't have how to combat this pitui, because they're ktanis, but it's all one heter of oynis. So memele, we cannot make a svek sveka. A svek sveka only works if we have toots dodim shel heter. But here, the only tzad heter is oynis, as oynis. So memele, so we don't have a so zweite one suffix. Vim taima factoisvis. But now I'll go back to my old kasha. Vinukme becheskas hetel baila. Good. But let us stel her in chazaka. That means zicha was tachtov. But now let's stel her af chazaka. Now what was it ba'inis? Was it barotzen? Now, before the Bila, she was Mutter Labailo. After the Bila, did she become Nessa Labailo? Yes or no? So Memele, there's a svore to say, Shtalon Chazoke, Mistama, she didn't become Nessa Labailo. How was that? So Mistama, she was Boinis. So Chazoke should be Mevara that it was Boinis. And here, we don't have the Teretz of Taisus before. Before Taisus, we're speaking about Anashis Koyin, so Taisus said, let Chazoke be Mevara, that it was Lav Tachto. So Taisus says, but Chazkes Aguf is Mevara, that it was Tachto. But over here, it Zichah was Tachto. It's a different topic, was a Boinis or Berotzen. So Chazoke says it was Boinis. Because till the Bile, she was Mutter Lebailo. I'm clarifying Gashayla, with the Bila did her status change, so we tell her on Chazoke. V'yeshloima de unze kola isla. So now Tosfos comes up with a new statistic. And you know, if someone was ma'anisar, so usually there's a kol. This is a dover shel pilsum. Kedemrine bi Yerushalmi unse yesh loikel. That means roiv pa'omim. A person is ma'anes an ishe, that somehow it is a kol. This becomes the spouse. Bahashte deleka kolo. We are unaware of a kol. Havalei rotzain rube umiyut aynes. Verube vechazoke rube ode. So memele. So now Tosfos says, on this shaila gufe, was someone ma'anisa, or was someone not ma'anisa? So we'll look statistically. No one heard about this, till he came up and said, Pesach Besura. So mistame, it wasn't an oynes. was an oinis, roiv onsem eva koil. If there was no koil, some time it was berotzen. So roiv is telling me that it was berotzen, since there was not a koil. Rov bilish she'ein by koil are berotzen. So Rov tells me it was berotzen. Chazoki tells me it was be'oines. And Rube v'chazoki, Rube odif. Now, Emerson, there's a shaila, that what the Yerushalmi says, that roiv oinsim have a koil, this is mistome, and oines, when a person is ma'anis agdoila, so she was forced into the bila. So usually these things which are done b'kfiye b'oynes, there's a koil. Somehow the people hear about it. And if there was no koil, the tzaraya was berotzen. But there's another tzad. Maybe she was nenas b'katnuse piti k'tane. It's also a din of oynes. Now, if a person is mefata k'tane, there's no koil. There's, halachically, it's a din oynes, but there's, statistically, there's no koil. So, l'chayre, so, l'vivayta akasha. So let Chazoke tell me that it was boynes. You tell me it was boynes, where's the koil? Chazoke will tell me it was an oynes pekat nuse. So memele, so shalom a Yisrael. So, l'vivayta bimuta. So this Tachoinem Baflon Rabbi Kebegel says, but there's another Chazoke. Chazoke Cheskes Aguf is telling me that it wasn't Bekat Nusa. Cheskes Aguf is telling me that she was a Psula Kozman, she was a Ktane. And if she became Nibol, Cheskes Aguf is pushing off the Be'ile to when she became a Gdeila. So memele, so you can't have a biru that it was bekat nusen, and no, she was an anuse, because cheskes aguf is menagedis. So the only thing I'll say that she was mutter, and it was boines. So roiv tells me that it was berotzen, and rube vechazoke rube odif. So Taisa says, oh, so he just came up now with a new fact that Roiv tells me it was Berot. Bim Kain, Bisvek Sveike Nami Teyosa, the Sophic Oynes, Kemandalese Domi, Vloinisha Elo Chad Sophic, Sophic Tachto, Boholo Shach Lukmi Becheskes Heto, Kidepirashti. The Gemara said, if it's not by Niskatsha Prusami Baskimul, Shishtakemuta, Alzvek Sveike, Sofik Tachtov, Sofik Lachtav, Sofik Oine, Sofik Rotzen, Frektach Toysves, Sofik Oine, Sofik Rotzen, there's no such Sofik. We know it was Rotzen. Because, Roiv Oines, Yeshlokel, so if there was no koil, so we know it was rotzen. There's only one sofik, sofik tachtav, sofik lachtavtav. So memele, say bazoi. So why does the Gemara say when there's a svek svek, she is muta? I never have a svek svek, only have one sofik, sofik tachtav, sofik lachtavtav. Because on the sofik of oines, I have a roiv that's telling me that it was berotzen. Before we go further, I'd like to mention there's a Moira de Kekashe that the Pnei Yeshua asks, others ask, the Shmaisi brings down the Kashe. When we learned Yevomis, we learned, the Gemara says in Seif Yevomis, for example, there was a case that an Isha, her, didn't have any children. And her mother-in-law went to Medina Sayon. And the Shaila is, when her mother-in-law went to Medina Sayon, her husband didn't have any brothers. So Mamela, So, if her husband would have died then, so she has no problems, even though she has no children, but there's no brothers, so Mamela is not Zokok Piyibim. But her mother-in-law and her father-in-law went to Medina Sayyam, and the Roiv Noshim is Ablus Viyotis, so it's something to think about, that maybe her mother-in-law had a son. Her mother-in-law had a son, so Mamela, so she's not allowed to get married. So she should not be allowed to get married. Kozman, we don't find out what happened with the mother-in-law, Medina Sayyam. So the Gemara tells us facts. Machzes Chorim, Machzes Nekevis, means, and there's Miet Mapilois. There's Miet Mapilois. So therefore, so to assume the mother-in-law gave birth to a live Zocho is Roiv Tzodim against that. Roiv tells me it wasn't a live Zocho. Either it was an Ekeva, or it was a Zocho, it could be a Nefel. Now, in this topic of Nefel and Bar Kayom, Roiv Noshim Einam Mapilis. But the Gemara says, but there's a Miet Mapilis. And it seems the Miet Mapilois added on to the Machs and the Kavis makes Roiv that was not a Lebedik Zocher. So it seems don't need that on both Dodei Asofik Yehnir Asofik Ashoku. That means have one Sofik Ashoku, Machs is Chol, Machs and the Kavis. And the other Sofik I have, was it a navel, not a navel? Roiv are not in the phone. But there's a miut that's a navel. And if you add on a miut to machze, you have Roiv Tzodim that she's mutter to get married. So, Fekta Pnei Yeshua, so what's Pshat and Taisvis? Taisvis seems to say, Roiv tells me that it was Berot. Fine. Because Roiv on some have a curve. Fine. But there's a miet onsim that don't have a curl. There's such a thing also. So there's a suffix, lav tachto. And if it was tachto, there's a chance that could be it was anoyness, even though there was no curl. So we have Roiv Tzodim Laheta. Why does Tosfos assume you need a suffix ashoku on the second suffix, and the minute you don't have a suffix ashoku, you don't have a second suffix, and finished? This Kasha Bnei Yeshua asks, and he blives by itself in God. He doesn't understand it. The Shmaitze, in Shmaitze Aleph Perik Yudches, the Shmaitze says there's a Moiridike Chilik in Lomdus between the Gemara in Yevamis and our Taisus. And let me just say over the Loshen of the Shmaitze. The Shmaitze says, Eicha di yodua betivoi shel oilom machze al machze. The Gemara over there in Yevamis is telling us statistics. An Isha is moiled statistically machze zecharim or machze nekevis. These are numbers, statistics. Maybe that's a matzis. Now, statistically also, there are some mapilites, also statistics. So memele, so if you have numbers, is mitstarev gamma miyut lehavirubit. So then you have over there, if you want to have a roiv in numbers, that it wasn't a lebedik zocher, I have a roiv in numbers, that it's not, because these are all statistics in betivoy shaloyim. But by us, we have a suffix. Was it tachtov? Was it lav tachtov? Is there a number? No. We have statistics. Let's look over all the noshim amazane, tachtov, lav tachtov, machza amazane, tachtov, machza amazane, lav. There's no such number. is not, it's a suffix. That means, on this Isha, there's no such numbers, and this Isha isn't governed by numbers. That means this is not a double TV. When was this Isha Mizana? I have two tzodim. It could be Tachta, it could be Lach Tachta. But there's no numbers, no statistical numbers over here. These are old tzodim of a suffix. I have Sveikis. I have tzodim. Maybe she was Mizana Lach Tachta. It was Tachtov. I don't know. This is a suffix. Now I have another suffix. Was it Boynis? So someone says, don't think about that. If Roiv Oinsim Yeshlam Koil, so it's a suffix, but you shouldn't think about it. It's not a, these are not statistical numbers over here. We are on the art, we want to be Matar Outstodei a suffix. Possibilities. And one shouldn't think of a possibility of oinus if by onsim there's a koil and here there was no koil. So don't think of a possibility of oinus. So therefore, by svek sveke, where everything works with tzdodei asofik, a miut is not a tzad sofik. That means, so therefore, that's what Tosfos holds. So now we're stuck. Tosfos just, so why is it a svek sveke? Va'oimeri, the high rube de berotzain, einei roiv gom. Tosfos, what do you reshal me? That roiv tells me, since there was no keil, it was berotzain. Because painus is a keil. It's not a true roiv. Ella have me the rabbona. Vehilkach, bemokem svek sveike shori, or bemokem chatz sveike choshvi rabbonon, rotzoin, legabi oines, rube. That is roiv stodem or was rotzoin. Ashkechen ki ay gavne gabi tinik shenimtsa bezate isa. We have a ruva elami the rabbonon alochi kam rab yechnen hosom deim tzorfen olov esatrum. Now, I'd like to, this is a very difficult Tosfos, and I'd like to elaborate a little bit to say pshat in what Tosfos is saying. Dachsach mir that this is, that this pshat is in Chazaynish. Chazaynish is Simen Samach Zayin, Ebenezer, Simen Samach Zayin, Sifkoten, Dalet. There's a big problem here. Tosfos says that it's not a true roiv. It's a roiv derabon. Fine. So now Tosfos gives us guidelines. Aroiv terabonim. By one suffix, it's also. Even though it's aroiv terabonim. But by two suffixes, it's mutter. Now, let's understand this. Is it a true roiv or not? It's aroiv terabonim. So now, when it comes to svek sveike, so Tosfos says, well, it's only a roiv derabonah, so you have a svek sveike. When it comes to chazoke, so I say that, rubu bechazoke, rubu odif, it can be matero. So why this roiv derabonah somehow is menaged chazoke, and it's not menaged the heter of svek sveike. Tosfos brings a raya from a gemara in Kedushin, Tinik Shanimtso Betzata Iso. Now, let us see what's over there. Over there, Tinik Shanimtso Betzata Iso is as follows. You have a Tinik that's a Tomei. And I have a suffix that he touched the Iso. Raiv Tinik is Metapreis. If you have a Tinik that's Tomei, he touched a Sher, this Tinik is Tomei. Now there's an Isa of Truma next to him. Did he touch it? Yes or no? Now that's a good question. So I'll tell you, Reif Tanaikis Metapchis. Tanaikis, they touch. Reif Tanaikis, fine, okay, you touched it. Now, so let's go, let's start talking. Is this, if it's Trume, is there mitzvah to eat it? Chas v'sholom, it's Reif Tanaikis Metapchis. I mean, I have to assume that this Tanaik touched it. Fine. So I'll eat it, stomach. No, the Trume Tmeya, there's a mitzvah to burn. You burn it? Chas v'sholem. It's not a real life. Tonya life the Rabbonon. And maybe it's toil. So, we're dancing on two chasanas over here. But let us understand what we just did over here. Let's look at it in this oifen. This Trume had a cheskes tare. This Trume had a cheskes tare. Now, I have a suffix. Did this tinnik touch the trume? Now, if I would have a pashit sofik, a sofik ashokul, I would say, chazokul tam, he didn't touch the trume. The ezach eskes tarab, some didn't touch the trume. However, Roiv. Roiv says it did touch the trume. So, Roiv is menaged the chazok. Rube ve chazoke, rube ode, it did touch the trume. Now, if I would assume that it, what I touch, Roiv, it's a touch the trume, so it's tame. So listen, if it's tame, so burn it. It's a mitzvah to burn it. So I say, no. It's a Roiv de Rabbonon. So I say, a Roiv de Rabbonon is unique. In what way? That means, if you want to be mevarer the sofik with chazoke, I say, no, you can't use the chazoke to be mevarer the sofik, because Roiv is telling us not like the chazoke. But to say that the Roiv is mevarer what happened, you also can't say. So what do I say? I say, this Roiv de Rabbonon makes that the chazoke is not mevarer, but the Roiv also can be Mevare. So the Roiv remains a Sofik. That means, after all Cheshbonos, the Roiv is, make sure that the Chazoke can't paskenize the Shaila, but the Roiv also doesn't paskenize the Shaila. So the Roiv is a Halach of Sofik. So Memele, so now Taisus Dachsame is very good. If there's one Sofik, an Ashes Yisrael, Sofik Oynes, Sofik Rotz. So Taisa said, let Chazoke Paskin Ois, that it was Boynes. So Taisa says, no, because Roiv says it was Berotzen, in Rube Vachazoke Rube Odev. So the Roiv is telling us you can't use Chazoke. That's what the Roiv Darabon is telling us. You can't use Chazoke to be Mevarer the Sofik. But not Roiv is telling me, since it's a Roiv Darabon, not Roiv is telling me it's Zicher was Rotzen. Roiv is telling me you can't use the Chazoke to be Mevarer it was Einis, but it remains a Sofik. So Memela, by one Sofik, if you can't use the Chazoke, so lemaise, so you have a suffix, so she's also me suffix. Oh, but when it comes to svexveke, with the roiv, you still have a svexveke, not roiv is mevarer the suffix. A roiv the rabbonon only makes that you can't paskenoise the suffix with chazoke. So memele, so therefore it will remain a svexveke.